The following shiur has been presented by Rav David Englander, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To dedicate a daf, a perek, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Raisa says, "Hakoyim astar from the zimun, kohenim levim v'yisraelim. Everyone, kohenim levim and yisraelim, can be mitstarif. They can, they are counted as three in order to be chayiv in zimun." So the Gemara asks, "Pshita, it's pashut. What's the chiddush that kohenim levim yisraelim are mitstarif?" For Zimun, and my answer is Loi Tzricha the Ka'achli Kainim Truma Kachim. It's talking about a case that the Kainim are eating Truma or Kachim, Vizor Ka'achl Chulim. And the Zor, the ones that are not Kahan, Levim Yisraelim, they ate Chulim. So Salkadai Tehamina, we could think that Hoyl V'Iboy Zor L'Mechal Badi Kain, Loi Motzi Ochil, Ema Loi Litzdarf. Since if the Zor wants to eat with a Kain, he cannot eat with the Kohen. He cannot eat what the Kohen is eating. He cannot eat from my kachim. So therefore, there should not be a tziruf for Zimun, because the other people who are here cannot eat from what the Kohen is eating. Kamash malon, that he is mitzarf, that there is a tziruf over here of the Kohenim and the Yisraelim, he dezor b'hadi Kohen, le'matzi ochil, because although the Zor can't eat from what the Kohen is eating, but the Kohen b'adi Zor matzi ochil, the Kohen is able to eat what the Zor is eating. So therefore, because of that, there is a tziruf of the Yisraelim and the Kohen, the Zorim and the Kohen. So what do we learn from this Gemara? That if you have Kohenim and Yisraelim or Levim eating together, and the Kohen is eating Trumah Kachim, which is also b'achila for the Zorin, so nevertheless there is a tziruf of Zimun, and this is the halacha is gepaskin in Aruch Chaim Siman Kuf Tzadi Vav Sif Gimel Shloish Shachlu Ke'echot. Three people that ate together, Echad Nizim Ripas Akum Echad Einu Nizim. When you have one of the people is careful that he doesn't eat Pas Akum, the other people are not Nizim on that. One of them is a Kohen and he eats challah, which is in a time when the Kohenim were able to eat challah. Although in both these cases, where one of them is eating pas akum and the others are not nizah and pasakum, the others are nizah to not eat pasakum, so even though some of the people here cannot eat from what the other people are eating, and the same thing when a kohen is eating with the zor, and the kohen is eating challah, and the others cannot eat the challah, so the other people cannot eat from what the kohen is eating, nevertheless, there is a tzir for zimun. Why? Because of the time the Gemara says, because the kohen, or the one who is not nizah from pasakum, can eat from what the other ones are eating. But what would be in a case, says the Mechaber, Avum Hoyu Kainim Vizor Oichlin Keechot. The Kainim Oichlin Chalav in his Horem Yipashal Akum. The Hazor Oichl Pashal Akum, Einam Itzdarfi. What about if you have a case where you have Kehanim that, besides being Kehanim, they are also Nizer not to eat Pas Akum? And the Zor that's sitting there, besides being a Zor, he also happens to be someone who's not Nizer about eating Pas Akum. So the Zor is eating Pasakum, and the Kohen is eating Challah. So now, we can't say anymore that one can eat from the other one, but the other one can't eat from this one. The problem over here is that neither of them can eat from what the other one's eating. The Kohen can't eat from what the Zor is eating, because the Kohen is Nizer from Pasakum, and the Zor is eating Pasakum, and the Zor can't eat from what the Kohen is eating, because the Kohen is eating Challah, and the Zor can't eat Challah. In this case, says the Mechaber, there will not be a Tzir for Zimun, and they don't make Zim. The Now, a more practical application of this halacha is brought down in the Mishnah Berurah. The Makor seems to be from the Shulchan Aruch Rav, that what about if you have a suda where one person is eating milchigs and one's eating fleishigs, one is eating milchigs and two are eating fleishigs, or vice versa. So the question is there a sirif, are they mitzarif hazimun? So says the Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, that they are mitzarif. Why? Because the ones, even though the ones who are eating flesh, the ones who are eating meat, cannot be mitzarif, the ones who are eating milchig, but the ones who are eating milchig could eat from what the could eat from the fleshigs. Why? Because if they just wash out their mouth, if they clean out the mouth, they make kenuach v'hadocha, like it says in Yeridayah, then they can eat fleshigs. So therefore, there's no problem for them, even though the fleishig people can't eat from the milchigs, but the milchig people could eat from the fleishig, so therefore they are mitzar for zimun. And the Mishvura adds that the minig is that the one who should lead the zimun, who should be the one who does the zimun, is the one who eats the milchigs. Why? Because he's the one who's goyrim the zimun. And that we'll see a shayla about that. Now, what about Gvina Kasha? There are hard cheeses which you have to wait 6 hours after eating them in order to eat fleishigs. So then, Anachanami, there won't be a tzir of zimun if one of them is eating, if some of the people are eating fleishigs and some of the people are eating Gvina Kasha, which you have to wait 6 hours for. So then they can't be starved because the fleishig people can't eat from the milchig people and the milchig people can't eat from the fleishig people. Another nafkamina is, what about in the 9 days between Rosh Chodesh Av and Tisha B'Av, which then we don't eat meat except by Sudas Mitzvah. So first of all, you could have Sfardim that in the time Sfardim and Ashkenazim eating by one Suda, and the Sfardim before Shavuot Shechal B'Tisha B'Av, they'll eat fleishigs, and the Ashkenazim, they won't eat fleishigs before from Rosh Chodesh. So what happens if you have a suda of Sfaradim and Ashkenazim, and the Sfaradim are eating meat, and the Ashkenazim are eating milchig? So now you have a problem that it can't be mitzarif, because the Sfaradim who are eating meat can't be mitzarif, can't eat from what the Ashkenazim are eating because they're eating milchig, and the Ashkenazim can't eat from what the Sfaradim are eating because for them it's the 9 days and they're not allowed to eat it. So vitally, won't be a tzirif of zimun. And the same thing will be even if it's all Ashkenazim, but you'll have so there's mitzvah, let's say there's a bris in the Shavuot Shechal B'Tisha B'Av, and there's the gear for Sfaradim and Ashkenazim that you'll have in the Shavuot Shechal B'Tisha B'Av, which you know how to eat meat, but by Sudas Mitzvah you're allowed to eat meat. So let's say you'll have a bris, a Sudas Mitzvah, and the halacha is that only a mini mitzumtzum is allowed to eat the meat. So there's only 10 people that are allowed to eat the meat. Everyone else is eating milchig. So here you have another case where the 10 people who are eating the fleishig, they cannot be mitzarif with the people who are eating the milchig, and the people who are eating the milchig cannot be mitzarif to the people who are eating the fleishig. Now, okay, so that's the Mishnah Berurah. Now, the Magen Avraham over there in Kuf Tzadi Vav, Sifkat Na'alef, so he brings a kasha that this halacha that in Shavuot Shechal B'Tisha B'Av you can't have a zimun from between the people who are eating milchig and the people who are eating fleishig. So this comes from the Aguda, the Sefer Aguda, and he says B'Shavuot Shechal B'Tisha B'Av Eim Zaman Yachad Oichlin Bosov and Nizhar Mil Ochloi Oichlin Gvino Kim the Ancient Echad Mehem Yachad Echad Chaveda. So he brings a kasha from the Hagoyes Minhagim that he asks, why can't they eat bread. You know, it's true that the people who are eating milk can't eat flesh, and the people who are eating flesh can't eat milk. That just means that the people who are eating the meat can't eat the cheese. The people who are eating the cheese can't eat the meat. But what about the bread? The people who are eating flesh, so their bread, they ate bread. So the people who are eating milk can eat from the bread of the flesh people, and the flesh people can eat from the milk people's bread. And what you need for tziruf of zimun is just the lechem. What we're making breakfast hamazon on is you only need the lechem. So why are you saying that they're not mitzaref if there is a tziruf in the lechem? So Magen Avraham answers that there's a problem with eating lechem itself. Why? Because the halacha is in your day of Simen Pei Tes that when someone's eating bread together with milchik or together with fleishik, let's say a person's eating bread together with milchik, so someone who's fleishik can't eat from that bread. And the same thing if someone's eating from bread that's eaten together with fleishik, you can't eat that bread with milk. So therefore, he says that they can't eat the basa and the gvino from one bread because it got dirty. It got because the bread was eaten together with the fleishik. So therefore, it's not mitzaref. That's what the Magen Avraham says. Now, what is raya? Zok Magen Avraham, I'll bring you a more digger raya. The raya is from the Gemara in Erechim. What's the Gemara talking about in Erechim? That the Kohanim are eating, the Gemara says, Kodshim or Trum. So, Zokta Magen Avraham, in that Gemara of Kohanim and Zor, he says, even though they can't eat from the Kodshim or the Truma, but why can't they eat, even though the Zor can't eat from the Kodshim or the Truma, but why can't the Zor eat from the bread that the Kohanim are eating? And that bread is not bread that's kodshim or truma. So the answer must be because the zor can't eat even from the bread that the kohen is eating together with the kodshim and the truma. Now the Prima Godim over there explains the raya of the Magen Avraham that he means to say like this: when the Gemara says kodshim, kodshim could mean basar of kodshim. Let's say Chazav Eshoik, or Zerah B'Shela, or the Gemara could be talking about Kodshim, could be Lechem Aponim, or Menachas, which are bread. So the question is, if the Gemara is talking about the bread, so then we understand that Kohanim and Zor, the Zor can't eat from the bread that the Kohen is eating, because the bread that he's eating is Kodshim. It's Kodshim. So, the problem is that when so we understand what the Gemara is saying, that the Zor can't eat what the Kohen is eating from the Kodshim the Kohen is eating, because it's bread of Kodshim. So if Prima Godim says, no, it can't be talking about bread of Kodshim. Why? Because the bread of Kodshim is only eaten in the Azara. Menachas and Lechem Aponim have dinim of kodshim, and kodshim are only eaten in azor. So how could it be that a zor is eating over there chulin in the azor? How is it possible the zor is eating his bread of chulin in the azor, and the kohen is eating his mincha in the azor? So must be that the Gemara is not talking about kodshim. When the Gemara says kodshim, the kohen is eating kodshim, it's not talking about the kohen is eating a mincha. It must be the Gemara is talking about the Kohen is eating basar of Kodshim. He's eating basar of Chazav Eshoik, who's Rebbe Sheila of a Nozib. And that is eaten B'chol Ha'ir. So therefore, the Zor is eating B'chol Ha'ir, he's eating in Yerushalayim. He's eating his bread of Chulin, and the Kohen is eating the basar of Chazav Eshoik. So the question is, if the Kohen, the Kodshim that the Kohen is eating, is basar and not lechem, so the question is, what's the whole problem of the tziruf of the Zor and the Kohen? The Zor is eating he's eating his bread of chulin, and the kohen also ate bread of chulin. The bosta that he's eating is kachi. So what? But all we need for the tzirif of zimun is just the bread, and the zar can eat from the bread the kohen's eating because the bread he's eating is not kachi. So from here, the Magen Avraham brings a raya. Must be that when the Gemara is saying that zor ba the kohen loy moti achil, because the kohen is eating kachit, the Gemara is not referring to that the bread that the kohen is eating is lechem of kachit, because akoch we're talking about that it's not an azor. Akoch we're talking about that it's in Yerushalayim outside the Beis Hamikdash. So that means the issue over here is the meat that the kohen is eating, not the bread that the kohen is eating. And still we see that the zar cannot eat from what the kohen is eating. Must be because the lechem that the kohen is eating is meluchos b'basa, and that the zar wouldn't be able to eat from. So from here we have a raya to the din that Aguda is saying, that even when two people are eating by the same table, one is eating milchigs and one's eating fleishigs, but the bread is not milchigs and not fleishigs, still it won't be a tzirif for zimun. Again, in a case where there won't be a tzirif, because let's say it's the 9 days, and it's a sudas mitzvah, and the people who are eating fleishigs can't eat from the milchigs, and the people who are eating milchigs cannot eat from the fleishigs. So the question was, but even though the people who are eating milchigs can't eat from the fleishigs, the people who are eating fleishigs can't eat from the milchigs, but they can eat the bread. They can eat each other's bread. The answer is, we see from this Gemara in Erchin, from the fact that the Gemara was talking about kachim of basar, that even if the lechem is not kachim, still there's a problem because the lechem is meluchos b'basar. So the same thing by milchigs and fleishigs, since the lechem is meluchos b'basar, so therefore there's going to be an issue of tziruf of the people who are eating milchigs and the people who are eating fleishigs. There's an interesting tshuva in the tshuvas Betzel HaChachma from Rabbi Tzal Stern. So the question is like this: the Magen Avraham brings that when we have a case of a tziruf of people eating milchigs and fleishigs, some people are eating milchigs, some people are eating fleishigs. So we say that if it's not a case like we said before, the 9 days, if it's just a regular case, that the cheese is a regular cheese, so then even though the people are eating fleishigs cannot eat from the milchigs, but since the people are eating milchigs can eat from the fleishigs if they would clean out their mouths, it's kinruch v'adocha, so therefore there is a tzir for zimun. Nevertheless, brings the Mishnah Berurah brings, it comes from the Magen Avraham, that who should lead the zimun should be the one who ate milchigs. Why? Because he's the one who is goyrim for the zimun to happen. Because without him, we wouldn't have a zimun. Because the people are eating fleishigs can't eat from the milchigs. So they, if it would be up to them, they wouldn't be able to have a zimun. The only reason why they have a zimun is because the person who's eating milchigs is able to eat from the fleishigs. So now, someone asked the shaila to the Rebbe Tzal Stern, and Chuvas Betzel HaChochma Chelek Dalid Simen Kuf Samach Tes. His question was, what will be by the Suda Masekes of Erev Yom Kippur, that there were three people eating, and one of them ate milchigs, and the other people ate fleishigs. Do you say over here also that the people, the one who should lead the zimun is the one who's eating the milchigs? He says, how could you say that he's able to eat from the fleishigs? After the Sudam of Sekas, he can't eat from the fleishigs, because he can't eat after the Sudam of Sekas, unless you make a Tanai. But after the Sudam of Sekas, you're not allowed to eat. So therefore, there should be an issue that he shouldn't be particularly the one to make the Zimun. The same thing he talks about, what about by Leil Pesach, by the Seder? So let's say there's three people eating together, and one of them, for whatever reason, let's say for his health, he couldn't eat the meat, he ate milchigs by the Seder. So are we going to say that he should be the one to lead the benching? Why? Because he's the one who's goyrim for the zimun, because he's able to eat with the others. So he says over here, he's not able to eat with the others, because after benching anyways, you can't eat. Because after Afikoimen, at the time of benching, you can't eat anyways, because when it comes to time of Afikoimen, after Afikoimen, you're not allowed to eat. So you can't eat meat after this. So the Chacham makes an interesting cheshbon. He says that when we're talking about Kohanim and Zorim being mitzaref together, so if in the beginning of the Suda, let's say we have a case, we have these cases where people cannot be mitzaref because they're eating different types of foods, and one is not allowed to eat from the food that the other one is not allowed to eat, that the other one is eating from. For instance, let's say we have the case in Shulchan Aruch, we have a Kohen who's nizer from Pas Akum, and we have a Zor who's not nizer from Pas Akum, so they both can't eat from each other's food, so therefore there's going to be a problem of tzir. But he says, what about if in the beginning of the Suda, they both ate from bread that was not challah, it was chulin, and it was not Pas Akum, it was Pas Yisrael. So he says, over there, Avada, you'll be able to be mitzaref both of them. Why? Because Dalman Hacha, let's ignore the fact that most of the Suda, they ate bread, each one was eating bread that the other one wasn't able to eat from. But there was a kazayis of bread that they ate in the beginning that they were able to eat from each other's bread. So the beginning of the Suda should be Mechayev Zimun. So even though the end of the Suda is not Mechayev Zimun, the rest of the Suda is not Mechayev Zimun, but the beginning of the Suda is Mechayev Zimun. So therefore, of course, there will be a Chiyuv Zimun. There will be a Tzitz. Therefore, says the Betzal Chochma, when it comes to Leah Seder, so even though when they ate Shulchan Oirich, these people were eating fleishiks and these people were eating milchiks, so they shouldn't be able to have a tzirch of Zimun. The people who are eating fleishiks cannot get starved. The people who are eating milchiks, no. There's the matzah that they ate in the beginning of the Suda, which they did not eat together with fleishiks or together with milchiks. So we should have a tzirf of Zimun because of the matzah that was eaten at the beginning of the Suda. So since we could have the tzirf, mikoyach, the matzah that was eaten at the beginning of the Suda, so therefore it comes out that the person who ate the milchiks is not the one who's goyim for the Zimun to come. Because the reason why there's Zimun now is because of the matzah that ate at the beginning of the Suda. And therefore, there wouldn't be an issue. And therefore, there wouldn't be an issue of saying that because of that, the one who ate milk is the one who was goyim for the Zimun to come.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.